AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
App.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Open enrollment season starts soon for many health care plans. People who get health insurance through their jobs are urged to look into their options. Suzanne Potter has more.
Dr. Rhonda Randall with United Healthcare advises people to pay close attention to the coverage for specialty benefits such as dental, vision, hearing, critical illness, and mental health.
You want to know what specifically you're going to have access to. How big is the network of therapists and psychiatrists and mental health professionals? Some employers offer navigation or advocacy services to help you find a good fit.
United Healthcare sponsors a website that explains the difference between terms like monthly premium, copay, coinsurance, and deductibles. They also have a page to help people understand the various Medicare plans. I'm Suzanne Potter.
The federal government shuts down in 2 weeks if Congress and the president don't enact a new budget. Republican Congressman Brian Stiles says he's optimistic a deal can get done, even if it's just a continuing resolution to buy a little extra time.
There's a lot of conversation here about maybe 30, 45 days. I think 30 days is probably pretty reasonable. Give us a little bit of breathing room, but keep the pressure on to get these bills done.
Stiles spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Video of Congressman Derek Van Orden shows him taking a bow after he yelled profanities at a group of teenagers in July. That's according to Congressman Mark O'Kahn. He tells the Journal Sentinel he saw footage of the incident yesterday. Reporters are not able to verify what O'Kahn says he saw since the footage is not available to the public. Van Orden was leading a late-night group of tour of the U.S. Capitol when they came upon a group of Senate pages taking photos in the rotunda. Democrats in Wisconsin are joining a nationwide effort to restore abortion rights in Idaho. Nate Weggehout has more.
Governor Tony Evers and State Attorney General Josh Call are joining a coalition of 24 other attorneys general. They are fighting what they call a radical abortion ban in the state of Idaho. Under the Idaho law, healthcare providers could face criminal prosecution for providing abortions even when deemed medically necessary. Under federal law, hospitals are required to provide abortions in cases of medical emergencies. The Biden administration sued the state last year. The coalition filed their amicus brief defending the Biden administration on Friday. Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
A man from southwest Wisconsin admits he paid someone in Indonesia $100 to torture a monkey on video. Kenneth Herrera from Soldiers Grove is pleading guilty to federal charges related to the footage. He could face up to 7 years in prison when he's sentenced in December. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin is warning of a rise of emergency scams again. Also called grandparent scams, the con artist will impersonate their target's loved ones and make up an urgent situation to plead for help and money. They use social media to look up information to make their story sound plausible. If you get a call, email, or social media message that seems to be from a distressed loved one, do not act immediately. End the call or messaging. Check out the story with other family members or friends. Do not wire any money if there is any doubt about the call. Scammers are able to use voice cloning techniques now to imitate the voice of your loved ones. The scam can also work in reverse with the grandparent calling their grandchild. Visit BBB.org to find out more information on how you can protect yourself against scams. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
The Packers get ready for their home opener. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay welcomes the Saints this Sunday at noon at Lambeau Field. The Pack coming off that 25-24 loss to the Falcons. Left tackle David Bakhtiari did not play due to his lingering knee injury, so Rashid Walker got the start. Elton Jenkins had to leave the game after suffering a sprained MCL. Royce Newman filled in at left guard. How'd they do? Matt LaFleur.
Royce came in, did a nice job. I thought she, for the most part, did a really nice job.
Rashid Walker played played his college ball at Penn State and says that he feels comfortable in his role with the Pack.
I've been taking reps with the one since camp. I'm comfortable with the group. I feel like I'm in a good spot.
Last night in the NFL, the Saints beat the Panthers 20-17. Saints quarterback Derek Carr off to a shaky start with incompletions and an interception.
There's so much that we have to clean up, but it feels so good to clean it up when you win, you know.
The Browns got beat by the Steelers 26-22. Cleveland star running back Nick Chubb carted off the field with a season-ending knee injury. College football, Wisconsin's Luke Fickell says he had a heart-to-heart talk with the Badgers running back Braylon Allen before last week's win over Georgia Southern. The head coach says that Allen has been dealing with some injuries.
I'm not saying he was going to be a game-time decision, but there was, you know, he had got dinged up a little bit even in practice.
The Badgers head to Purdue for their first conference game this Friday night at 6 in West Lafayette, Indiana. Baseball, game 2 of a 4-game series tonight between the Brewers and Cardinals at Busch Stadium. Trevor McGill gets another shot at starting for the Brewers against left-hander Drew Rahm for St. Louis. First pitch at 6:45. Milwaukee with a 6-game lead over Chicago after losing last night to the Cardinals 1-0. The Cards' Adam Wainwright held the crew to just 4 hits, earning his 200th career victory. The 42-year-old Wainwright, who says he plans to retire, thanked the fans.
I love this city. I love being a St. Louis Cardinal, and I love that I got to play my whole career here. Thank you all so much for embracing me. I love you.
Pitcher Adam Wainwright. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Seth Habhacker.
Ahoy, mateys.
And we're joined right now by our great friend, Mr. Paul Trobley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
How you doing over there, Paul?
I'm doing well. How are things there?
Doing good here, too, Paul. What has Mother Nature got in store for us on these seas this morning?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We do have, things stayed kind of calmer seas here for us for the next couple of days. I'll have to do some cleaning up on the poop deck later.
Yes, Paul.
Nice.
The weather again here, it looks like, still some breaks us out of some cloud cover out there today. Just a spotty shower chance late. Otherwise, a pretty nice fall day here. 72 for the high. Mid-50s tonight with a possibility for an isolated shower storm. And then still warmer than average here Wednesday, Thursday. Still warm Friday even with these highs in the low 80s Wednesday and Thursday. Along with some partial sun, still a passing storm chance Wednesday. 82, partly sunny Thursday. And then isolated shower storm chance Friday, 80 degrees and partly sunny. The weekend rain chances pick up here for us with some showers, a couple storms Saturday. Sunday, some more showers. Going from 77 Saturday to low 70s for highs on Sunday. So things are going to trend back closer to average here by the end of the weekend. But some warmer days still ahead here for the next few to come here yet.
Take in all those days we can as we're getting closer and closer to this and seeing a lot of that fall foliage changing. How's it? How's the changes going over in your area, Paul?
Yeah, starting to see some hues, coming out, especially the maples. Last week really started to pop with some of those colors. So, it's I love the fall. It's honestly my wife and I's favorite season.
Oh, same here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful.
As a kid growing up near like Grant and Millennium Park and everything, or Grant Park, I should say, it was my favorite thing. It was the only time I really saw nature was when the trees would change colors. And the three trees we had in Chicago when they would change colors.
It was great.
Paul, before you go, I wasn't sure if I was going to do this. I have to though because you're such a good teammate. Do you have a pirate impression?
Do I have a pirate impression?
Can you do a pirate impression, Paul?
I have done it before. Yeah, I have done a pirate before. Is it like talk by like a pirate day?
It is
talk
today.
Like a pirate day.
Okay. Years ago, one of my stations wanted me to do the forecast as a pirate one day.
No, we wouldn't make you do that. That would be too much.
We're going to make you do that, but we do appreciate you. You don't have to walk the plank, Paul. You're going to be okay.
We'll be back tomorrow, you scurvy dogs.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Best ever. We love you, Paul. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. Sounds good. You guys do.
No, it's the best right there. Paul Trombley, WeatherEye Weather Center, joining us. Yep. Best, like, when I say he's the best of the business people, you can believe, you believe every bit of it.
When he's going to do that. Yep.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, it's talk like a pirate day.
Ahoy, matey! You might know how to talk like a pirate.
We're gonna be pirates! We're gonna be pirates!
It's talk like a pirate day.
You got a nice building here. Who designed it? An architect!
Yo-ho!
Oh, that was bad. Oh, wow.
I love it. I love it.
Good stuff, though.
Arr, mateys. It is Talk Like a Pirate Day. Now, I wanted to have some fun with this one, but you guys know me well enough to know that I can't be unserious.
Yeah, right.
It is kind of my wheelhouse. We were joking about this a little bit on our sister station on the Sunrise Show. Join us Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI. We are getting into our National Day of Calendar over there, and it's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Mm-hmm.
We're touching on, well, what did pirates really sound like? Because it's pretty hard to believe that every pirate walk, arr, you talk like this too, arr, me too, arr, matey, arr. I would feel like piracy would have died.
they all had to talk like that.
Yeah, they wouldn't be able to. Could you imagine being on a boat with somebody for months and months and months and everybody talks like that?
And no, that's why they never talked to each other. They were all quiet on the ship.
Nothing.
Can't stand that voice anymore.
Well, why do pirates have a bit of an Irish accent?
Yeah.
Because that is really what we're doing. It's an Irish accent right there.
With a little rough to the thing. Yeah.
Well, if you mean the stereotypical pirate accent popularized in films and television, they didn't. The accent is from the English West Country and is because it is the native accent of Robert Newton, the actor who played Long John Silver in the 1950 film version of Treasure Island.
Oh, so I was sort of right. Okay, that makes sense.
Before that, nobody had a pirate impression.
Nope.
Since then, everybody's pirate impression is the same.
That's amazing. We can actually pinpoint when it happened. That's rare. You don't find that very often.
And it's not that old. 1950s.
No.
Like, that's not that long ago.
No, it's not.
Great movie, by the way.
It was very popular, too, if I remember correctly.
And as a kid, I loved pirate movies so much. And anything with swashbuckling, with Earl Flynn, like, I ate them up, man.
Yeah, and then you saw Cutthroat Island.
Yeah. Then I stopped. I stopped right there. Thanks a lot, Matthew Modine. Thanks a lot.
It's a good thing that the Pirates of the Caribbean came and saved pirates after that.
But what about, we talk about movies because that's really all we have to go on. But what are real pirates? Well, the most realistic probably version of pirates was the Captain movie with Tom Hanks a couple of years back.
Yep.
I am the captain now. Yep. That is actually probably the closest we've ever come to actually covering pirating.
Especially modern day pirates, yeah.
So I thought it might be fun to kick off our show going into some real facts about pirates.
Nice.
And we go to Southwestern University, who's done some extensive study on this.
Okay.
Pirates have existed since at least 1353 BCE, as long as there have been goods to plunder.
Yeah, you know it.
Blackbeard intimidated prisoners by wearing hemp into his beard and setting it on fire.
That would be first of all, Edward Teach, that was Blackbeard. He was a huge guy. I mean, he was massive.
Yeah.
And can you imagine a guy with this big black beard and it's on fire? That would be terrifying. Terrifying.
That would scare me straight.
Yes.
That would probably do it for me. Nothing would have done it as a kid, but that would have done it.
Can you imagine?
Pirates wore eye patches to adjust to the light and darkness above and below deck during raids.
Oh, I did not know that. That's cool.
The word buccaneer derives from the French boursonnière, to cook meat over an open flame. So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are a bunch of chefs. they should not have pirates as their logo, just the Swedish chef.
Specifically over an open flame. So that's interesting. So it's like a campfire. They should be the campfire girls. That should be there.
There you go. The traditional skull and crossbone flag is known as the Jolly Roger.
Yep.
I think many know Jolly Roger, but I think they associate it as a ship.
Mm-hmm.
I think they think of it as a ship. It's actually the flag.
It's the flag. And pirates had their own versions of that. Go online and check out all the really cool, actually, versions of different Jolly Rogers. Yeah.
The pirate symbols such as hourglass, horn skeletons, and lifted drinking glasses convey the fleetingness of a violent life. Pirates drink grog, a mix of rum and water, and sometimes lime and sugar.
The lime was probably for help with scurvy.
Yeah.
You know, that's
yeah.
what citrus fruit would help with. So
pirates were diseased as all get out. You definitely, I don't care if they look like Johnny Depp or not, you were not getting close to a
pirate. Do not touch a pirate, man.
Despite minimal sailing experience, Estead Bonnet turned gentleman pirate to escape a bad marriage.
That's a little extreme.
Is that the one that's there's a BBC show with Taki that Taki did that's kind of like that.
Okay, that could be based on that. Yeah.
Pirates wore earrings to commemorate their travels, prevent seasickness, flout stiffing dress codes, push against the norms, mm-hmm. and pay for their own burials on land.
So they would have gold rings, yeah.
They would have gold rings, and if you died in battle or died, from whatever, mm-hmm. they would take the ring and bury you.
Yeah, wow. So it had a practical thing, too. That's cool. Didn't know that.
Pirates rarely buried their loot. They kept it on board and divided it among the crew. Because that's what you do. That's smart.
They wanted to spend it. They didn't want to just keep it. Yeah. They wanted to spend it.
Mary Read disguised herself as a man to become a soldier, merchant, sailor, and a pirate.
Mm-hmm.
Pirates often enjoyed better lives than did Navy seamen and merchant marines.
They had more freedom, for sure.
Yeah. The wealthiest pirate in recorded history, Black Sam. Black Sam Bellamy was known as the Robin Hood of the seas.
Oh.
There's a TV movie I'd like to see.
Oh, wow. Why hasn't that been made into something yet? Yeah.
And finally, pirates didn't use treasure maps. They did value and steal sailing charts, though. But they had no treasure maps.
I'm seeing not only the talking, but the influence of Treasure Island on what our view of pirates are is very, very strong.
And think about how much that has stemmed off.
I know.
There are crazy. At least, I bet you, 424-2600, we could all take turns mentioning different pirate movies or TV mm-hmm. shows or whatever without one factual thing in any of it.
Exactly.
And yet if you talk to any average person and mm-hmm. ask them, tell me something about a pirate, they're going to give you one of these stereotypes.
Yep.
They're going to give you one of these. I just think there's not many things in history. We didn't do this with cowboys. We didn't do,
No.
There's certain things we've done it with, and there's certain things that we haven't done a good enough job with.
Right.
Like, I don't think we've ever really covered cowboys and how much they meant to this country in real detail. How there were Jewish cowboys, black cowboys, all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done a good enough job with that, but with pirates, we didn't even try. We took the laziest approach to this possible. Hey, at John, who's the guy that played John Silver?
Long John Silver.
That.
Yeah.
Let's just do that. Let's just everybody, that sound good, everybody? Okay.
Because I don't remember, did he have a parrot? I mean, he might have been the one with the parrot. He might have been the one with the peg leg. I can't remember. But all of that stuff comes, I think, from that. Like, from one source.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's pretty
and
amazing.
They ran with it. I don't know where the whole pirates versus ninjas thing came from. That's weird.
Yeah, that is a little interesting.
Yeah.
One other thing that I looked up, pirates never did the plank thing. That was never a thing. They just threw you overboard.
Yeah. Why would they put in a big ceremony? They just toss you,
I have to admit, that's one of those ones. That was the one thing that kind of let me down a little bit, but also made the most sense. Like, why would they have ever, had a plank? Why would they just have this plank just sitting there? Just did they whip it out whenever they want? Hey, you messed up. Get the plank.
It's a device so that they could escape. In movies.
Yeah.
That's why they have the plank. So you can have a chance to escape. Yep.
Or to get to shore, to get mm-hmm. to another ship.
Yep.
So if you got to, but if I was a bad pirate, I'd have gotten rid of the plank. I'd just throw the plank out. Why, matey, we'd make you walk the plank, but we just can't seem to fight it. Where did we put the plank? I don't know. I'm going to go swab the deck. We're going to do that. We'll come back and have some more fun. And hopefully that'll be the last of the pirate
talk. The pirate talk for the end today? Of it. Yeah, okay.
We'll be back with more fun right here on The Morning Show at WFHRR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
To everyone who craves a rich and creamy hometown treat, let our team member Nevaeh tell you how we do it at Culver's.
Every scoop of Culver's fresh frozen custard is made in small batches throughout the day. Because where we come from, the little things make a big difference. Like bringing back a seasonal favorite, our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer and pumpkin spice shake are back for a limited time. Handcrafted with farm fresh dairy and real pureed pumpkin just for you.
From Wisconsin with love. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered showers today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs of low around 72, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for isolated storms tonight, lows of low around 54, mainly cloudy skies. High of 82, tomorrow, chance for isolated thunderstorms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
It is time to do some celebrating with our great friends at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We want to celebrate with you, everybody. Mm-hmm. Morse code, smoke signals. You want to, maybe some air writing?
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
Any way you want to do it, or you could probably direct message us on Facebook or hit us up at info@wfhr.com.
You know, modern technology, you know.
I suppose you could use
boring.
That. James.mailoff@civicmedia.us. and, of course, call up 424-2600. You got until now, I'd say around 8:30-ish. You got until we play Melissa's News to get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Get them to us, everybody. I need a 1 through 3 from you, Seth.
2.
That gives us that qualifier, so we can get right into these celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Tom Bach.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Enjoy your day, sir.
Yes,
hope it's
sir.
A great one for you. And a very, very, very happy 43rd anniversary to Jack and Mary Sue Jinsky.
Oh, Jack and Mary Sue, congratulations.
Happy 43rd, you two.
Yeah.
We hope it's a great one. I know it's a Tuesday. Celebrate all week into the weekend.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Do you think they're annoyed that their wedding anniversary turned into Talk Like a Pirate Day?
I would be. Or maybe they embrace it.
Maybe they do.
You've been together 43 years. You know, you can take a joke. You gotta. I mean, that's marriage.
I was part of a pirate wedding. One of my friends had a pirate themed wedding, which was a lot of fun.
That seems like it would be, yeah. Actually. Actually, that does seem like it'd be fun. Happy 43rd, Jack and Mary Sue. And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Nancy Mancuso.
Nancy, congratulations and happy birthday.
And Nancy Mancusi, sorry about that. Nice. The Italian here is going to get the name right. Nancy Mancusi, happy birthday to you, Nancy. Hope it's a great one for you. Enjoy your day and you're a qualifier.
Yes.
We want more of those birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. Keep getting them to us. Taking a look at our celebrity birthdays here. Let's see. Tegan and Sarah are 43. They are identical twin sisters that did that Everything is Awesome song for the Lego movie.
They are extremely talented songwriters and singers. Yeah, I've played several of their tunes on Seth Faces the Music. They're very good, yes. Oh. Very funny. They have a very good sense of humor, too.
They seem like it.
Yeah.
I remember that song, and I remember that being like very, very big and everything.
Yeah.
You've heard their non-Lego music like You Wouldn't Like Me and Where Does the Good Go on Grey's Anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
Allison Sweeney is 47, former host of The Biggest Loser.
And soap star. She's been in lots of soap operas, Days of Our Lives and stuff. Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Fallon is 49. he probably broke when I said that. I will say this, I know this is probably going to come across as mean, and I don't mean it to.
Okay.
But I think Jimmy Fallon has done a lot with little.
Mm.
Not to the level of a William Shatner, okay. Where nobody has ever said William Shatner is the greatest thespian they've seen or the greatest singer they've ever seen. But that man has had hit TV shows in 4 decades.
Big movies.
I don't know if he's won Emmys, but I know he's a record. He's got plenty of albums that he's released that have sold well and everything. William Shatner's done a lot with not necessarily the most talent.
You're right. Which he acknowledges, by the way.
I'm trying really hard to be nice right now because I'm not a Jimmy Fallon fan.
Right.
But I know there are people are. And mm-hmm. it's not about me. So I'm trying to be nice about this. And Jimmy Fallon has done a lot with it. And he's done, I think where a lot of actors fade away when their movie career doesn't work, he turned it into being a host.
He did.
And, you know, he's done a, people seem to like him over there.
Mm-hmm.
Not his writers, but yeah.
I know, I'm sure it's right.
Oh, that was all right, right?
Yeah, that was okay. Nice. That wasn't bad.
Happy 49, Jimmy. Yeah. Trisha Yearwood. I'll move on. Trisha Yearwood is 59.
She's fabulous.
She really is.
Yep.
She is something. Incredibly talented.
Mm-hmm.
A great singer, songwriter, and I've heard a lot of artists say that she is their inspiration as far as
totally
the
believe
younger
it.
Artists.
Yeah. You know,
the wonderful Sherry O'Terry is 61 today.
Sherry O'Terry.
One of the cheerleaders in the Will Ferrell bit on Saturday Night Live. She had so many recurring characters
loved
of hers.
She did.
Fearless performer. Mm-hmm. Anything that if she, it would make you laugh, Sherry O'Terry would do it.
Mm-hmm.
I had always hoped that when she left SNL, she would have this great character career.
Yeah.
Same thing with like a Rachel Dratch.
Mm-hmm.
I really was hoping, and we see them here and there, but we don't see them nearly enough.
Yeah.
I do think Sherry O'Terry has done some voice work though. I think she's gotten into that.
I believe you are correct. Yes.
And more power to her. She's mm-hmm. great. I love her. Lita Ford is 65. Lead guitarist for The Runaways, of course, Kiss Me Deadly, and her duet with Ozzy, Close My Eyes Forever.
That's right, yeah.
Lita Ford had a run there.
She did. Yeah. Not the most famous of The Runaways, of course. That's Joan Jett, but anyway, she did all right. She did all right.
Well, Joan Jett, Lita Ford in a band together.
I know.
Take that alone, man. That gets your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Nile Rodgers from Chick is 71.
Oh.
A lot of people say the best disco band ever.
I would say that Nile Rodgers is a fabulous producer.
Mm-hmm.
Look at his producer, who he's produced, Madonna, Duran Duran, mm-hmm. all these things that he did. Also, in my opinion, one of the great rhythm guitarists of all time.
Oh, right on.
If you hear somebody, if you know Nile Rodgers is playing guitar, for some reason, True. It's rhythm. He doesn't play lead. He just plays rhythm guitar, but... Man, what a sound he gets. I love it.
It's a good sound. I'm with you on that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Joan London is 73, former Good Morning America host.
Wow.
She was great on that show.
Yeah.
Her and Charlie, I forget.
Yeah. This is terrible. We can't. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, it's driving me nuts.
You can picture him and everything.
Yep. My mom watched that like crazy.
Yeah.
Good Morning America watched it like crazy. One of the better actors you will ever see, Jeremy Irons, is 75 today. We just talked about him.
Yeah, we did. I think yesterday. Because he was Scar, the voice of Scar.
That's
yesterday.
Right.
That's why.
That's right. He was Scar in Lion King. Of course, they had Bad Guy in the third Die Hard movie. He was the corrupt Pope in the Borges. Really has done one of the better jobs I've seen of playing Alfred in the Batman movies and stuff. He's done a very nice job with that.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Irons is one of those people that while I don't know if he's a household name, I do know if you know him, you can count on him.
Yes.
If I see that Jeremy Irons is in something, I know no matter what else in that movie I'm going to see, I know I'm going to enjoy his performance.
Exactly.
Even if the movie is horrible, I'm going to take away from it, well, Jeremy Irons was good. Like, I've never walked out of a movie that he was in and been like, well, his performance was lacking. No, Jeremy Irons has never done bad work, in my opinion.
A complete professional.
Yep. Yeah. 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 And been able to take some chances later in his career,
yeah.
like playing Alfred and things like this, and like more power to him.
Getting paid is what it is. I'm buying him for that.
It's not to his fault or anything like that. But the original Alfred in the Batman, like the Michael Keaton movies, was fantastic.
Oh, Michael Go.
Thank you, Michael Go.
Great.
You'll never beat Michael Caine as Alfred. Like, it's Michael Caine.
Michael Caine is anything.
Yeah,
really, you know?
If Michael Caine had played Batman and Alfred, he would have that.
He would
have
done it, yeah.
Let alone. So, but Jeremy Irons, very good in the
yes.
role. Let's see here. Bill Medley is 83 today. Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers is 83 today.
You've lost that love and feeling. Yes.
Nice. Unchained Melody, you've lost that love and feeling, and I've had the time of my life. With Jennifer Warnes. He's the co-star.
Dirty Dancing, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Good to see, I don't mean this to sound bad, good to see him still kicking.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mean that in a weird way or anything. I kind of felt like some of these guys, when I see their name pop up, I thought he was gone. I'm I'm happy he's not. It's more of that.
One thing I want to put out there for him and Bobby Hatfield, who was the other righteous brother, they actually got they started out singing rock and roll, you know, not the kind of the ballad that became known for. But they started out rock and roll. They actually got their name, the Righteous Brothers, from entertaining some black GIs.
Wow.
They thought they were so good, they thought, you guys are righteous.
Oh.
And that's where they got their name.
Oh, Couple of Righteous that's an Brothers. Awesome yeah. story. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, that's an awesome yep. story. The wonderful James Lipton, born on this day in 1926, passed away in 2020, inside the Actor Studio legend.
James Lipton.
I don't know where I would have been as a kid without Inside the Actor Studio. I love, love, love that show. James Lipton was a wonderful interviewer, I thought. Weird. Asking different questions and nobody else would ask.
Yeah.
Does this sound familiar to anybody? Have you ever listened to Midday Magazine? Have you...
Making people cry. Man, he could get people to cry on anything, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how he did it, but...
He was doing that before Oprah.
Yeah, exactly.
More so to the point, James Lipton is one of those guys that I look up to, not just because of his interview, but because of how much he believed in promoting other artists mm-hmm. and other creatives.
He was an actor.
He was an actor, and he understood early on in his career that he was not making the breaks or getting the breaks that he wanted,
mm-hmm.
but he was able to help others.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of where Inside the Actor Studio came from.
Yep.
With Director's Cut. We wrap up every show with a question. I ask every one of our guests, you know, if you could have coffee with anybody, any historical figure, who? It's basically a tribute to James Lipton and Inside the Actor Studio. Mm-hmm. It's a fun question that we can wrap up on and, you know, hopefully have a light moment as we end our show.
It scares the bejeebers out of our people.
Every single person we have had.
Okay, we're warning everyone out there, okay?
Yes.
If you're going to be on Director's Cut, you're going to get that question. So start thinking about it now, okay?
It's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. Adam West. Born on this day in 1928, passed away in 2017, the one true Batman. Keaton, Kilmer,
the Batmobile,
Clowney, Bale, Affleck, Pattinson, all of them good. All of them done a nice job here mm-hmm. and there. Adam West is the architect.
Yes.
and if any other reason that all of those people I mentioned all watched the show. All grew up on the show or went back and watched it and wanted to tribute that in their performance. Even in The Dark Knight, you can see Christian Bale doing like one or two little things that Adam West would have done or something.
I don't think he's given enough credit because he played it perfectly straight.
Yes.
In a very goofy show. I mean, it was ridiculous, but he played it completely straight. And I think I think you're right. You can hear that echo in all the performances since then. There's always something there.
I didn't get too many. I got a handful of teachers behind me. I didn't get as many students as I would have liked to. But years and years ago, it was after the passing of Leslie Nielsen.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about this, and I was talking about how Leslie Nielsen mastered the straight man role mm-hmm. and doing straight comedy while everybody else is doing comedy around you. You're doing drama.
Mm-hmm.
I think Adam West may have like really started that with Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you have the success with Airplane and you know those movies in the Naked Gun movies and everything without that Batman role without some of that.
Absolutely correct. I think you're right. I don't think they would have been successful without that.
I'm not saying it's not a bit of a reach, but these things are more connected than we realized. Mm-hmm. I think too.
Yeah, you never know.
The great Mama Cass Elliot, born in this day in 1941, passed away in 1974. The Mamas and Papas,
what a great voice. Oh,
they're our most iconic member.
Yes.
You know,
I don't care what anyone says. You're absolutely right. And one of my favorite things after the Mamas and Papas broke up, she was starting her own career. She appeared on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour with Tom. And she sang Dream a Little Dream of Me in a bed. You know, she was in a bed and Tom, it was kind of like a dream sequence and Tom did some funny bits and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's such a fun piece. So imaginative for it's a regular TV show in the 60s. You know, it's like, wow, that's really cool.
I don't know. If I say top 100 songs, you know, there's a lot of music out there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to be in my top 100 favorite songs.
That's the way she sings it. Because it's a really old song. But man,
I love the song. And there's a lot of great versions. Mm-hmm. It's probably my favorite version of the song.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Great baller. Great announcer. Joe Morgan, born in this day in 1943, passed away in 2020.
The spark of the Big Red Machine. Yeah. Without Joe Morgan, I don't know. You know, they had Pete Rose, but without Joe, I don't know.
I you're not the only one I've heard say that. Yep. A lot of people have given Joe credit for his defense, man.
He was one of, he's one of the best all-time second basemen. So you if nothing else, you got to give him credit for that.
Our generation really got to like him as an announcer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, he was really him and John Miller, yeah.
Sunday nights were associated with him for a long time for me.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary list. We encourage you to get us more of those birthdays and anniversaries and head on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Time for Melissa's News on Locally Grown Radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A small group of protesters gathered in Stevens Point Sunday night. News 9 reports they were rallying against changes to the benches in the downtown area. The benches now include a bar in the middle that stops a person from using the bench to lie down. The protesters feel this is targeted at unhoused people. Mayor Mike Wiese posted a response to the protest, saying, "Some seem to feel that the city is ignoring the problem or worse, actively working against solutions. That is simply not true. The city, together with many good people, has been working to find solutions for those who are unhoused." He went on to say that they will continue to work towards ensuring the community is a safe and welcoming place for everyone. Deer hunting season is approaching. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters and the public of how they can help slow the spread of chronic wasting disease. You must follow all baiting and feeding bans and refrain from baiting and feeding in areas where no bans are in effect. CWD is nearly always fatal to elk, deer, moose, and caribou. It's spread through contact with an infected animal's saliva, urine, or feces. Baiting and feeding deer encourages them to congregate unnaturally. It creates an environment where infected deer can quickly spread diseases like CWD to healthy deer. The new surface has been installed at the Cache Playground in Stevens Point. The city department is reminding people to stay off the surface for a few days so the glue and material can adhere and dry properly. The Parks Department will take down the security fence when the surface and playground are ready to use. A new dental assistant training program will soon be available in central Wisconsin. Next week, Mid-State Technical College and Family Health Center of Marshfield will host an event to celebrate the agreement of the new partnership. The event will take place on Tuesday, September 26th from 8 to 10 at the Family Health Center of Marshfield. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Are you looking for help with nutrition? WFHR's current sponsor for the Kitchen's Open segment, the Southwood County YMCA, has a variety of options. Sign up for their 5-week Prevent and Thrive with Diabetes class that starts October 18th. Lunch and learn the last Wednesday of the month and watch delicious, healthy meals being prepared that you then get to eat. Visit their website, swcymca.org, to see the full list of classes and register, or call 715-818-9266.
Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions, our doctor-supervised weight loss program, laser therapy, custom-made arch supports, and high-quality nutritional supplements.
And don't forget, we also have two amazing licensed massage therapists on staff to help you. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for an appointment today.
That's 715-424-4646.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs of low around 72. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for isolated storms tonight. Lows of low around 54. Mainly cloudy skies. High of 82. Tomorrow, chance for isolated thunderstorms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Welcome back to the morning show. Two of us
had to do it right when he
right
says
there.
To.
Good
right
timing,
there.
Nice.
Seth and James here with you. Is that the? I don't know if it's the saddest song you'll hear, but it's one of the saddest songs you will hear. And I don't know if I agree that one is the loneliest number. I'm not sure it's correct. I'm not 100%. I think three. Maybe the loneliest.
Three may
number.
Be the loneliest number.
Because I have been the third.
Third wheel?
Many.
Third wheel.
Many times in my life. Let me tell you, being the third is much like being by myself, I don't feel as lonely. But when I'm around another couple, oh yeah.
We
oh, yeah.
finally broke the tyranny of the third wheel. Do you know what I'm talking about
yes,
there?
I got yes. that. I got that. It was so good. Caffeine is great. It's
yes.
it's not going anywhere, anywhere anytime soon. But now we have a little bit more direction with it, a little more science behind caffeine mm-hmm. and the wonders that it can bring. Here are three things you can do to stay awake without pumping more caffeine into your body.
The question is why?
yes.
Why would
yes,
you do that?
Yes,
I mean, there's yes. caffeine, you know.
Caffeine's so easy. Just yeah. Give me that. Give me some soda. Drink water and eat snacks. Fatigue can come from dehydration, so water helps. Mm-hmm. And a snack can give you an energy boost, especially a healthier snack like an apple or some peanut butter.
Okay.
Or combining it, peanut butter, apple.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Peanut butter, apple slices.
Yeah, that's good. That's pretty tasty.
Exercise. Moving for a few minutes can help you wake up and stay sharp. And by exercise, they may not be specifically saying this, but
right.
even stretching.
Stretching? Even a short walk? I mean, any of those things will qualify, yeah. They've been studying this, and we've been talking about it on the show. You know, it doesn't
yeah.
actually take that much.
I have a friend of mine that there's a coffee shop like not even a block away from her,
mm-hmm.
and she'll go there in the morning to wake herself up.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And taking a power nap. Basically, you can avoid sleeping a lot by sleeping a little. A nap that's between 10 and 20 minutes can recharge you.
Mm-hmm. I can verify that.
Yeah,
I've become the master of the 10 to 20 minute nap, man. It works really well.
I like a lot of people could be better about drinking water, but I'm getting mm-hmm. better about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I exercise at least 3 to 4 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
But the nap thing, the sleeping thing.
The whole sleeping thing.
I'm in decent shape. I'm not in horrible mm-hmm. shape. And I do pretty good with these other things. But to show you how important sleep is, and all these other things are great, but they almost don't matter if you're not getting sleep. I mean,
yeah.
I am a testament of that. and I'm serious. Like, I gotta get over to I gotta get a hold of the people at Midstate. They don't work with us anymore, of course. But I would like to, because I want them to have a napping 101 class. I could really use help on learning how to nap. I've joked about this before on the air, and mm-hmm. I don't know if the audience realizes I'm being serious. Like, even as a kid in grade school, when mm-hmm. you could take naps, I got in trouble. I would get in trouble, and like, I remember one time they took my milk. They took my
they
milk.
They took your milk?
Because I wouldn't go to sleep, but I couldn't help it. I couldn't fall asleep.
Wouldn't the milk help, though?
You would think.
The milk should help you feel a little drowsy, right?
I'll yeah. never forget that my whole life, man. I will not forget that.
Take your milk away.
It was like third grade or whatever it was, but I will not forget
Traumatizing,
it.
Traumatizing, man.
I've just never been good at napping. If I'm on a plane, if I'm on a train, if I'm on a horse, it doesn't matter. I can't fall asleep on that stuff. I don't know how people do it. I admire people that can do
mm-hmm.
it. I just have never been good at it.
You know, that's funny because, you know, I just talked about how, you know, I'm pretty good at taking those power naps. But you're right, man. On a plane, forget it. I can't sleep on a plane. No matter, I can't even. It just doesn't work.
I admire it.
Me too.
To each their own and everything. But
I'm a little jealous, actually.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. As somebody who's taken a lot of like one of those 8-hour or 6-hour flights where you're
yeah.
crossing over like 15 different places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I'd love to have been able to nap those. That is going to do it for the exercise. So basically, you come to the end of this and you're like, well, that's nothing new, because there is no magic bullet for this.
There is
no shortcut. You want to have a better life. You want to feel better. You want to have less aches and pains. You want to have all of these things. You got to take care of yourself.
We keep hearing the same thing over and over, you know, stay hydrated, stay fueled, you know, do some activity and then take a nap.
Have you and audience members out there, have you seen those devices that you can sit on your couch and put this device around your stomach and it'll give you magic 8-pack abs, not 6-pack, 8-pack abs, just sitting there? Does anybody know anyone that's actually worked for?
Like, I can't believe it. I just, yeah.
Yet that's a possibly $1 million industry, yeah. Being able to do that.
Oh, yeah.
We keep looking for these shortcuts when time has told us over and over again there is no shortcut with this.
No, it's not.
If you want to be in better shape, you got to put the work in.
Or come up with one of those devices, make $1 million, and then you have plenty of time to exercise.
Then you don't care what you look like. You're a millionaire. Yeah, no, exactly. We will take a break. Coming back with more on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 72. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for isolated storms tonight, 54. Mainly cloudy skies. Chance for isolated thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 82. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I like the playoffs. Mm-hmm. No diggity, no doubt.
Play on. Welcome back to The Morning Show, everybody. Seth and James here with you. I just love the Teddy Riley in the background. So good. Drop the verse. It's going down, face of Black Street. The homies got at me, collab. Gonna take you to the top of the hour with some good topics. 424-2600, feel free to call up and join the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting into doting parents right now, or doting parents.
Doting parents, okay.
Doting parents, not the same.
That's something completely different,
yes,
I think.
Yes, they just like to dot things.
I don't think we can discuss it on the air,
I don't believe so. We'll move on to doting parents. You don't need science to tell you that the main difference between summer for kids now and summer for kids 25 years ago is kids aren't able to run off and play on their own as much anymore.
That's true.
There's a new study out of the University of Essex in England that came to the conclusion that modern-day parenting pressures and expectations are keeping children from enjoying spontaneous play.
Mm, yeah.
The thing is, pretty much all parents today can relate. Most of them grew up spending time with their friends outside playing independently. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to do that now without being judged for it by other parents. And people online, and maybe even local officials.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff like, well, weren't you paying attention? Some parents may want to keep close tabs on their kids, but other doubting parents find themselves worried over this lack of, quote, spontaneous play.
Mm.
Obviously, technology plays a major role in the shift for both parents and kids, and right. The impact has positive and negatives.
Of course.
Not to mention, kids don't even need to go out to interact with other kids. Again, online and,
yep,
and
exactly,
you know, being able
yeah.
to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Another factor is the rise in structured physical activities in controlled environments, including sports, clubs, and even camps.
Mm-hmm.
If kids spend all day in programs like these, they aren't off on their own.
There isn't a quick fix, but the author of the study says there should be a, quote, a cultural shift where health policy makes and makes makers health policy makers ensure children are encouraged to learn about the risks of physical activity play independent of adult supervision.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Have a kid nowadays watch Stand By Me.
Oh, wow.
It'll seem like it's taking place on a different planet almost.
Yeah, right.
You know?
I mean...
Now, you know, Stand By Me, of course, they see a dead body And I will tell you, as a kid who was 7 years old when I saw my first dead body, that doesn't have a great effect. That's not something we want. We don't need to go back to those days necessarily.
Not that, right, yeah.
We don't need to be going back to letting... But it's... There's, I see where they're going with this, and I can see, you know, I can even feel from the audience, I can feel from my own self some nostalgia and some reminiscing and some, you know, missing of things.
For sure.
We also have a tendency to romanticize the daylights out of stuff.
We certainly do.
And there weren't as many people, there weren't as many dangers, and you cannot change that of times, of the modern times.
Right.
You're not going to get rid of most of the population, Thanos, and you're not going to be able to change the dangers that there are right now other than informing your children and not letting them live in a bubble or trying to shelter them from certain things.
Mm-hmm.
I want my kids to be kids as long as humanly possible.
Right.
I also understood that my job as a parent is not to keep them as kids.
Yeah.
It's to help them eventually be able to fly out of the nest on their own on their own.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough.
It's a balance. It really is.
My kids are in their 20s, and it was difficult then to do that. I can't even imagine what it's like to be a parent of kids nowadays with kids in school and all the different factors that you have.
Mm-hmm.
It's understandable that times have changed. The idea that we can go back is impossible, for one.
Mm-hmm.
And two, do you really want to? Like, there's certain things that seem great. Yeah, you watch the beginning of the Andy Griffith Show, and it looks wonderful. That looks awesome. I think all of us would have loved to have that.
A TV show, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. It wasn't real. Yeah.
And there are multiple Americas, people. You grew up with, like, say you grew up here in Wisconsin Rapids. You grew up in central Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different than the way my dad grew up in South Chicago.
Yep.
Different Americas, different things. What you think as this was the perfect era. I grew up in this, or I had this when I was growing up. You may have had it, but not every kid you grew up with had that. It's today we're trying to make things... You know, we're trying to protect kids as much as we can with also, I think, a common understanding in society that we can't control everything.
Right.
And the kids got to scrape their knees. That's how they build a pain tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they learn that, oh, a scraped knee doesn't mean I'm going to die.
Right.
It means I got a scraped knee.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and something to consider, I don't think we really think about what we're in, the time, you know, what we're doing at the time we're doing it. We don't really reflect exactly what's going on. We can reflect later when we have time. Because I think about, you know, gosh, when I was growing up, I grew up, like you said, I was in a different, you know, situation than you were. I grew up in northern Minnesota in the middle of the woods, in the sticks. And I would go out and play. And I think now, oh my gosh. I could have gotten lost in the woods. I could have fallen and, you know, my house was like down. There was a ridge going down to the river, which was way behind my house. And I would go down there, you know, and there were some steep things. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe I didn't, you know, break my leg or something like that. But again, my parents weren't like, you know, they'd say, you know, be careful.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know, they wouldn't keep me from doing it. But you don't think about that at the time.
No.
And I'm sure my parents didn't either. They don't think, well, oh, if he goes down there, he's going to break his leg. No, they just said, you know, go be a kid kind of thing, you know. And as we look back, I think that changes our perception as we look at, wow, things are very different now than they were then.
Mm-hmm.
And that has a lot, for me, that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, and I think adjusting to the times and understanding that we can try to bring some of that back or try to have kids have some of that while also, and look, Halloween is never going back to the way it was when we were kids.
No.
And it probably shouldn't.
Which is fine.
We got darn lucky we got away with it the way we did. I mean,
in a lot of ways, yeah.
There's a lot of that stuff that we got away with it. Hey, be home before dinner. hey, be home when the street lights come on.
Yeah, right.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Wear your completely black ninja costume with no reflectors or anything like that. You know, that kind of thing.
We have a lot of this stuff starts with good intentions and mm-hmm. kind of takes us down a road that we didn't intend and didn't solve the issue we had. I will always come back to the McGruff the Crime Dog.
Yeah.
Our generation, we grew up with a lot of good intention. McGruff the Crime Dog mm-hmm. was going to keep us safe. All we had to do was make sure to watch out for the guy in the trench coat under the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody was paying attention to the 1,000 other creeps that were behind and that looked, quote-unquote, normal.
Or in their own family.
Yes.
Or people that they knew. Yeah.
So you've got a generation, literally, of parents and kids that were only looking for the guy in the trench coat.
Stranger danger.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. And it came from a good intention.
Mm-hmm.
But we messed up. We got this all wrong. And you got kids like me and other kids out there that took the brunt of this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what we're trying to correct here.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to get right with our kids nowadays.
Yep.
I don't see dotting parents. I don't see that. I see parents that grew up in America. that grew up knowing what it's like to grow up in this country. Not just in our country. I mean, you could say that about any country.
Right, yeah.
I'm saying most because we're here in America.
Right,
that's why
makes
I'm saying
sense,
it.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of different factors, and not every country has, and a lot of things that... now that we didn't have growing up.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that's going to all of that comes into play as we raise our kids, as we see, as we're able to.
I didn't understand fear until my son was born.
Mm.
When that happened, I immediately saw so much of myself in him from a baby from that point on, even on,
mm-hmm.
and immediately start thinking about some of the things I did growing up, some of the things I barely survived growing up. Mm-hmm. And I knew he was not going to have that life, but I still, my fear was him experiencing any of that and the idea of it and everything. It literally scared me in my tracks.
Mm-hmm.
I remember like it was yesterday. And I remember what got me over was that I survived those things. And I became better and I learned from him. Mm-hmm. He's going to have his own experiences and he's going to learn from them. You can't shelter your kids. You cannot. You're not doing them any favors by doing that.
First of all, you can't protect them from everything,
especially nowadays.
And second of all, you shouldn't. You're absolutely right. They have to learn certain things on their own. There's just nothing. That's one thing that we all share as kids. We got to learn some stuff on our own.
I think that there is certainly extremes of this with the helicopter parent. A lot of those terms I don't even know if they use anymore or not.
I think the one now is bulldozer parent.
Okay, all right. We used to call them bear, mama bear, or that kind of thing.
Very similar though. Yeah.
I don't know. I've never felt anything necessarily. There's a line in the sand, mm-hmm. but outside of the extremes, I've never seen anything wrong with that. I think that's a bit of a parenting. I think one of the things you learn as a parent is how to slowly loosen up, slowly let go more and more.
Yeah,
and that's part of a lot of this process.
I think you're right. I think that is part of it, is being able to let go.
This article would be very different to me if we were living in a world where kids didn't play outside. Period. Like kids, that's a whole different story. I think that it would be a concern. Some of this other stuff, kids used to play with jacks. They don't do that anymore.
Lawn darts.
Lawn darts. We've evolved. We've evolved. We don't do that stuff.
Yeah, right.
Certain things we've improved on in society,
mm-hmm.
for better or worse, to people that romanticize a lot of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I do know that you can romanticize our chicken. Our WIRI chicken, go right ahead. Name him something. Don Juan.
Don Juan.
I like the idea of taking the chicken naming thing and going a different direction.
You're Giovanni.
Not, yes. You're not trying to be funny. You're going something a little smoother or something
right.
I also like something very ethnic. I don't know why, but I really
our
like
ethnic
that.
Chicken, yeah.
But we are having some fun with our WIRI contest. Name that chicken. Go to wizcountry.com/chicken. Get in there. You can give three different names.
Yep.
I've talked to listeners about this, and some of them have been hesitant to do it because they are afraid that their name wasn't funny or creative enough.
Doesn't matter.
It is. It is.
Just do
Trust me. I don't know the name. You're right. But yeah. I know it's creative.
Yeah.
I know it's funny. And I know you should get to wizcountry.com/chicken and get into this Name That Chicken.
Great prizes for it, too. So, yeah.
Coming up in October, we're going to put this poll out there for you to vote on. And once we're done with the voting, the top three winners are going to win some great prizes. Third prize is a one-night stay at Chula Vista, water park passes included, $100 worth of dinner vouchers and some extra vouchers for zip lining and golf. Of course, second prize, same type of thing, but some more vouchers for you. And first place is a two-night stay at Chula Vista with all of the above.
That sounds so much, like so much fun.
And bragging rights.
Yes.
Bragging rights, people. Like, imagine that. How many places can you go around and look at a logo and say, I named that?
Yes.
You get to do that.
So you guys are so lucky that James doesn't get to do this.
Yes.
Because he would be all over this, not just because of the prizes, but for the bragging rights. So if we ever come, so I got to throw
Luchini.
This out there.
Yeah. Luchini the chicken.
Rebecca, if you come across the name Mames Jayloff,
yeah.
Don't know. That's just James trying to get in on it. Okay, we just got to keep that out there.
You ruined my plan. Now I got to live vicariously through all of you. Get to wizcountry.com/chicken and get in on the naming of this. And again, I'm glad you mentioned that. Shout out to Rebecca Sullivan. We appreciate you, Rebecca. Nice work on this. Wizcountry.com/chicken. We'll come back, and next hour we're going to get you a new T-shirt and plenty more fun on The Morning Show right here at
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.